you would like to grow up? Would that be nice to be a grown-up someday? Most people think that would be good. And when you grow up, what do you think you'd like to do? What sort of job would you like to have? Would you like to be a mother or a father? That'd be a really good job, wouldn't it? How about, would you like to be a farmer or a welder, a mechanic that fixes machinery so that it works properly? Would you like to be a nurse, help people when they're sick? Or would you like to be a teacher? Or would you like to be a carpenter or a plumber or electrician? There's lots and lots of jobs. Maybe you'd like to be a policeman or a soldier. There's lots of jobs that firemen, yep, that would be a good job. A sheer good fireman. Yep, someone who takes care of the roads, very good, yeah. There's lots of good jobs to be. Now, in order to do those jobs though, in order to grow up, what do we need? Do we need to just get a bigger and bigger body? Is that all we need? We need the Lord, yes, for sure. Yes, we need food and water. There's something else we need, though. There you are, to learn. That's right, very good. There's lots of things we need to learn. And here in this story that we're going to read, this is about Jesus when he was growing up. He was 12 years old, and we can see what Jesus is doing in this story in order to grow up. Now, in this story, Mary and Joseph and Jesus came up from their town where they lived in Nazareth. They came up to Jerusalem, where the Lord's temple was. They came for the Passover. Lots and lots of people, crowds of people from all over the land came up to celebrate the Passover. They remembered how the Lord rescued them from Egypt. And then, after the week of the Passover was done, then they all went back home again. So Jesus and Mary started on their journey home, and they thought Jesus was in the crowd. Joseph and Mary were walking along, and they thought Jesus was in the crowd, probably with some other children his age. But when they got to supper time and time to go to sleep, they couldn't find him. He wasn't there. So the next day, they had to walk all the way back up to Jerusalem and go to sleep overnight. And on the third day, they found him. Do you know where he was? In the temple, that's right. So let's hear this story, and we can hear what the Lord was doing in the temple. And the little child grew, that's Jesus, and became strong in spirit, filled full with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went to Jerusalem according to the custom of the festival. And having finished the days, as they returned home, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to be among those on the way with them, they went a day's journey, and they looked for him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances, their family and friends. And not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem, seeking him, looking for him. It came to pass after 3 days that they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and answers. And seeing him, they wondered. And his mother said to him, "Child, why hast thou done this to us? Behold, thy father and I have been looking for thee, grieving." He said to them, "Why is it you have been looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in what is my father's?" And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. And he came down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in age and in grace with God and men. So here's a picture of this story. So what is Jesus doing in this picture? He's sitting. That's one thing it says. He's sitting. and he's answering questions, and he's listening to them explain things to him, and he's asking them questions. And these men all around here are the teachers. And you can see this man and this man has a scroll in his hands. Scroll is what we used before we had books. What is written in those scrolls or books? What do you think that they're reading from? What is that? The Word. That's right. Now, Jesus, when he grew up, his job was going to be a teacher of the Word. So he was learning about the Word. He was learning the things he needed to know in order to be a good teacher of the Word. And here's, you can see over here, here's Mary and Joseph, and they said, "Why are you here?" But he said to them, "Didn't you know I must be in what is my Father's? My heavenly Father's? The work that the Lord gave me to do," Jesus is saying, "was to learn so that I can be a good teacher." Now, that's a really interesting thing, because from the time we're first born, we learn lots of things. You know, first we learn to smile, and then we learn to sit up, and to crawl, and then to walk, and then to talk. We learn to talk. And then we get a little bit older, we learn to do things around our house to be helpful, like we might put away our toys, or we might help our mama clean the house, or outside we can work in the garden, and do other things that are helpful. And the older we get, the more helpful things we learn how to do, and we're able to do them. And all through our lives, even to when we're old people, we keep learning new things, and it's exciting because when we learn new things, we can be more helpful to other people. That's what makes life worthwhile. And so in heaven, do angels continue to learn new things?
Yes.
Forever and ever, they keep learning new things? Yes. The Lord has an infinite, amazing, big supply of amazing, wonderful, exciting things for us to learn. And angels love to learn them because then they can be more helpful to other people, which is what they love best. That is what our Father's business is, to help us be able to help other people, because that's what makes life fun. So, the age of being a child is especially the time of life for learning things. Learning, that's how we grow up. That's how we become able to be really helpful, useful people. So at this time of year, when children are going to school, or if you're a homeschooler, you're having times of day when you sit down and you learn things, you can picture Jesus sitting down in the temple learning things. And you can think, all right, this is my Father's business, my Heavenly Father's business that he wants me to be doing at this time of my life. I need to be learning things so that I can grow up and be a useful person, a useful servant in the Lord's kingdom. Amen.